Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnevav Mishneh Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Afayin Reziva Gahagon, Bikarav Mamesh. And we continue to discuss the people who get Skila. Mishneh Dalet had told us, Oved Avayt Zara, someone who served Avayt Zara, he's going to get Skila. Now what does that mean to be Oved Avayt Zara? So this is Echad Oved, whether somebody served Avayt Zara, meaning in the normal way that it's served, Echad HaZeveach, or if he shechted a carbon for Avayt Zara, Echad HaMakater, or if he lit frankincense, Ketoras for Avayt Zara, Echad HaManaseich, or he poured wine for it, Echad HaMishtachaveh, or he bowed down to it, Echad HaMakabel if he accepted this Avodah Zarah upon himself as a god, for example, he said, it is my god, or v'ha'omer loy, if he told it directly, Eliato, you are my god. Aval, however, ha'magafef, if he hugs it, v'amnashik, if he kisses it, v'amachabed, if he sweeps in front of it, v'amarabets, if he sprinkles water on the dirt around it to tamp it down and make it nice, v'amrachets, or if he washes it, hasach, if he anoints it with oil, v'amalbish v'amanil, if he puts clothing or shoes on it, over b'leisase, he's over loisase, but he's not going to get skila because these things don't fit under being oved Avodah Zarah. Furthermore, if a person makes a neder in the name of the Avodah Zarah, v'amakayim b'shmai, or he makes a shvu in the name of Avodah Zarah, oivre b'lay sase is also oivre loy sase. Now, to two different types of Avodah Zarah, ha'par asmei b'al pa'ar, if someone reveals himself and defecates in front of the Avodah Zarah called b'al pa'ar, zui avodasai, that is its Avodah, that was the way to serve it. And even if he says, oh, I did that just to try to degrade the Avodah Zarah, it doesn't make a difference, it's considered serving the Avodah Zarah, and he would at least be chayv achatos. And also, hazark evel markulis, if he throws a stone at this Avodah Zarah called markulis, that is the way to serve this Avodah Zarah. And even if he says, oh, I was just trying to throw a stone in it to degrade it, it doesn't make a difference. That's serving it, so he's chayv achatos. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, Hanosim Yizhar LaMoylech. We had said if a person gives his kids over to this thing called Moylech, so he's chayv skila. And we clarify this, Eino chayv, he's not chayv, Achi Yimser LaMoylech, Veyavir Ba'esh. Until he gives over his child to Moylech, meaning to the priests of this Moylech, and they pass him through this fire. That's what was done when a person wanted to do this Moylech thing. Whereas Masal LaMoylech, Veyavir Ba'esh, if he gave his child over to the priest, but they didn't pass him through the fire, or have your be'esh v'lemasol ma'alech, they passed him through the fire, but he didn't give it over to the priest. Eni chayv z'achayv achim sol ma'alech v'yavir be'esh. He has to do both things, give him over to the priests and pass him through the fire. On to the next thing we mentioned, bal oiv. What's this? Ze pisoim hamadar mishachyoi. This is a type of witchcraft where a person speaks to a skull of a dead person, and that brings up the spirit, and it speaks from his armpit. V'yadoni, which is something similar, ze hamadar b'fiv. This is when a person puts a bone of sorts into his mouth, and spirits start talking from there. In these cases, Hariel Beskila, if a person does this himself, he's Chayav Skila. V'hanishal Bahem, somebody who goes to an Oiv or Yadaini practicer, Bazhara, he's Oivar Olav. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Ches and Tes. Continue to discuss who's Chayav Skila. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.